Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood attachment guru. Today we're diving into something super important. Understanding and managing those juicy emotions that can sometimes feel like a roller coaster ride. You know the ones, the heart pounding excitement, the gut-wrenching sadness, the simmering anger, even that blissful contentment. Ever felt like your emotions were running the show instead of you? Well, guess what? We're not just at the mercy of our feelings. This isn't a cosmic drama where we're all just puppets on strings. Understanding how our emotions work, especially in the context of attachment, is key to healing and building healthy relationships with ourselves and others. Think of it like this. Emotions are your body's way of communicating. They're signals, whispers from deep within that need to be heard and understood. Now let's get down to brass tacks. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you become an emotion detective and master your emotional game. First off, emotions aren't good or bad. They just are. That angry outburst. Totally valid. The overwhelming sadness after a breakup. Perfectly normal. Trying to suppress or deny our emotions is like trying to hold back the tide. It's only going to make things messy. Instead, embrace the whole spectrum. It's all part of being human. Second, attachment style plays a huge role in how you experience and express emotions. If you're someone who tends to be anxious or avoidant in relationships, your emotional patterns might look a little different than someone with a more secure attachment style. Recognizing these patterns is the first step to breaking free from unhealthy cycles. Third, it's not about getting rid of negative emotions, it's about learning to manage them effectively. When you feel that wave of anger crashing over you, take a deep breath. Don't lash out impulsively. Instead, try journaling, taking a walk, or practicing some mindfulness techniques. Find healthy outlets that work for you. Remember, emotional intelligence isn't about being emotionally numb. It's about being aware, understanding, and responding in a constructive way. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all have bad days, moments of emotional overwhelm, and those times when we just feel like giving up. Remember, you are not defined by your emotions. You are capable of growth, learning, and healing. So be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and learn from your mistakes. And finally, don't be afraid to seek professional help if you need it. A therapist can provide valuable support, guidance, and tools to navigate complex emotions and attachment patterns. It takes courage to ask for help, but remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Let me share a quick real-life example that might resonate with some of you. Imagine this. You're at work, presenting a big project you've been pouring your heart into. Suddenly, mid-presentation, you start feeling your palms sweating, your voice trembling, and a knot forming in your stomach. You're experiencing classic anxiety, but it's amplified because it's tied to your fear of judgment, which might stem from an insecure attachment style. But here's the catch: recognizing that pattern is half the battle. Now you can consciously choose how to respond. Take a deep breath, remind yourself that you've got this, and focus on delivering the information with confidence. You could even acknowledge your nervousness with a lighthearted comment, turning it into an opportunity to connect with your audience. D. By understanding your emotions and their roots, you can turn a potential disaster into a moment of growth and self-awareness. All right, let's recap what we've covered today. Emotions are powerful, but they don't control us. Recognizing our attachment style, practicing emotional intelligence, being kind to ourselves, and seeking support when needed are all essential steps on the journey to healing and living more fulfilling lives. Remember, you are capable of mastering your emotions and creating healthy, happy relationships with yourself and others. So, what's one actionable step you can take today to start managing your emotions more effectively? Maybe it's journaling about how you're feeling, trying a guided meditation, or simply practicing self-compassion. Share your thoughts in the comments below. I love hearing from you. And remember, until next time, keep shining bright and embrace the power of emotional growth.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.